This download is the only extract the BBC has of this edition of Desert Island Discs. The presenter was Roy Plumley.
What made you decide to come to England?
Well, I wanted virtually to make a break from home and sort of stand on my own feet. I was relying very much on my mother to help me through everything. She used to virtually write letters for me and I would sort of copy them out and sign them, and she would help me too much, you know.
You came over here as an entertainer, did you?
No, I came to study, actually. I was 22 when I left Australia and I came to study painting.
Mm-hmm.
And I hoped to be able to make some money doing nightclub work on the side, you know.
Yes.
When I got over here, it wasn't as easy as that. I found that my nightclub act was really a disastrously out-of-date thing for England.
Yes. How was your painting?
Painting, I didn't like art school at all. I found, to my horror, that everyone else was better than me, and I hated it. But I ran into a fella called Bill Veal, an Australian artist that I'd admired in Australia, and I met him on Earl's Court Tube Station, and he taught me virtually all that I know about painting. Marvellous man. He helped me through the first couple
of years.
When
did you begin to do television?
Well, I did one cabaret-type television show with Benny Hill, Showcase. Mm. But the first sort of regular thing I had, I did a children's television show. It's funny how I did an audition for that. I had some relatives over here that I used to go out and spend every weekend, every Sunday with, rather, to get a good meal to last me till Tuesday afternoon, you know. And they had two kids, and I used to tell them stories and do drawings. And I saw them one day watching somebody on television who was, in fact, telling stories and doing drawings, and he took so long doing these drawings, and he was obviously tracing a pre-drawn line, and the kids were bored, and they went out to play, and I thought, gosh, I could do better than that. I got an audition, a most frightening audition this was, because when I got there, the chap was sitting at a desk giving dictation to one girl. There was another girl filing stuff away, and a fella playing melodies on a piano, and me trying to do my act, you know, for this chap. And it was, yes, Muriel, not there, my dear. Betty, dear sir, yours of the 15th. George, play that again. That's rather lovely. Yes, we'll use that bit. Betty, no, not there, love. No. What was it, old boy? You know, and I was shattered. When I finished, he didn't know I'd finished for about 10 minutes. Then he said, oh, you finished, old boy? We'll give you a ring. Give you a ring. So I walked out thinking, well, that's it. Shot my whole chances down in flames. And a week later, he did give me a ring. He said, that story, old boy, the octopus and the shark? Very good, very good, yes. We won't use that. Got another idea. Come in and see us, would you? So I came in, met Robert Harbin, a stage magician who was doing a thing with a little puppet, and I did a show with him, and that became a series, and he helped me. He was like a second father to me. Marvellous man.
So you were away?
Yeah.
Rolf, you've introduced some extraordinary musical instruments on here. The wobble board was one of yours, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was this an old Australian invention or one of yours?
No, it was a sheer accidental discovery. I was painting a portrait of Bob Harbin that I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Great friend of mine, and I was painting it on a piece of hardboard, and I wanted to dry it quickly to put some other colour over what I'd already done, and I propped it over a heater to dry it, and I just tested it to see if it was dry. I burnt my finger on the blessed thing. It was so hot, and I was scared it was going to catch a light. I picked it up, fanned it to cool it down, and there was this marvellous noise. And that was the start of it.
Yes.
Pure accident.
And the didgeridoo, you're one of the few virtuosi of the didgeridoo. How many of these instruments do you have?
I've got 9 didgeridoos at home.
Is there room to live as well?
Yeah, the biggest one of them is about 9 foot, but most of them, they're only about 3 to 4 feet in length. They're just a hollow wooden tube.
Mm-hmm.
And the Aborigine creates a long, repetitive, wonderful note by blowing through this something like a trombone sound.
Yeah. Now, you paint those big murals with a 4-inch brush on your television show. Do you do any serious painting for yourself as well?
I did a lot before I went to Australia, but since then I've been travelling around the world so much I just honestly don't have the time, and I'm so out of touch with it.
Mm-hmm.
The painting I do on television is virtually all that I'm doing at the moment in that way.